brainwashed by a wolf, not by other women, but by men. Male clergy, the exclusively male interpreters of Islam tells women that you can only be a good woman if you are covered, masked, and because that will show you closer to God and to be a good Muslim. All of this is just propaganda, and we should be tackling this issue, because if this face mask becomes the dominant feature for Muslim women, if it becomes that, that means it is just that kind of puritanical Islam that will become the mainstay in the United Kingdom. Now, myself, as a Muslim, I do not want to see Saudi Islam here. Mm. I do not want to see Wahhabi or Salafi or Afghan or Taliban Islam here. I want to see an Islam that's moderate, that's forward-looking, that's progressive, that's Quranic, that has a live and let live attitude, not something that's intolerant and inflexible.
I've read, I haven't read the Quran, but I've read things lifted out of that indicate that the Prophet Muhammad, his attitude to his own wife was very much that she was an equal. I mean, is there anything in the Quran that says he made his wife wear the veil?
No, that is precisely my point. I challenge any imam, any mullah, anyone out there, Qaradawi himself, that you know well because you were welcomed into this country. There's nothing in the Quran that says women should cover their faces. Now, as you know, it is banned in Mecca. If you performing the pilgrimage, both the bigger and the lesser pilgrimage, women cannot mask their faces. Neither can they mask their faces when they pray the 5 daily prayers. So all of this is just cultural, but it's been given the veneer of religion. And so my issue with these women that wears this tribal rag that I call it, is where is the proof in the Quran that you say this is a requirement of religion? Now, if they argued that this is my custom, this is my tribal habit, this is my popular convention, then I don't have an issue with it. But I do have an issue with it when they say it's religious, it's Islamic, because they are lying to the British public. Now, I don't think they lie consciously by themselves. They've been told by males that it is so. And you, as you say, you've read the Quran a bit, and you found nowhere else, nowhere to your knowledge, that the facial masking is important.
Dr. Harvey, sorry to interrupt you there, but if it's not a question of religious following to do this, then is it, in your opinion, appropriate for the state to step in and start telling people what they should and they shouldn't wear, which is effectively what a ban would do?
Yeah, but the issue is not about dress here. For example, if you want to put a bone through your nose or whatever, it doesn't hide your identity. What I'm talking about here is a specific dress that